Thank you for calling the Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Yes, this is Gary Burden. I need to talk to you about a mistake y'all made on my address.
Okay, can I have your customer number?
Oh no, I don't know that.
Can I have the phone number associated with your account?
903-316-2790.
And that's 903-316-2790.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on the repo while the system locates that order for you.
No, I got the order, but you sent to the wrong address.
No, I didn't say anything, sir. I asked you for your customer number. You said that you didn't have that. So now I'm finna locate your order with your phone number. Let me place you on the brief hold.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify your name and address?
Gary Burden, Post Office Box 1886, White House, 75791.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows this is for the Star Trek Starship Collections. And you stated that your address was incorrect. That's the incorrect address?
No, that's the correct address. Instead, it was sent. It has y'all's name on here, my post office box on here, and then somebody stamped a FedEx number on it and sent it to a different address. I don't understand that one.
You're stating that your package has been shipped to someone else?
Yeah, that's why what I'm trying to do is track down who did that so it don't happen again. I already called the post office, and they said they didn't do that. So they told me to call y'all and see if y'all did that. So that's basically what I'm doing. Instead, it was sent to Gary Bird, my name, 17732 County Road 2194, White House, Texas.
No, and sir. That's not the address we have on your order. We didn't do that. We have that information that you just verified for me.
Okay, well, I'm trying to track down who did that then. That's
weird. I'm not sure who did that, sir, but it was not Eagle Moss.
Well, that's somebody. When y'all always send it to the post office box address, means the address I gave you in White House. But somebody put a FedEx sign on it and sent it to that place there.
Yes, sir. That was not Eagle Moss. We didn't do that. We have that address that you just verified for me.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to find out who did that way. It don't happen again.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I do apologize. I'm not sure who did that, but it was not Eagle Moss.
Well, post office said they didn't do it either. So anyway, I appreciate you. They have the number of my next two coming out.
Yes, sir. They just shared your next two will be shipped to the warehouse on April the 21st. I can't tell you what those items would be. They don't put that information on your order until they actually send them to the warehouse.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, you have a blessed day.
You too, sir. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Now, if you can, we ask that you please hold for a brief one-question survey at the end of your call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line for me.